Up there, he said. That's where the bodies are. We made our way past the officers on duty and up the front stairs, one of the two ways into the building. Check. Page shorthanded his response to the stickers on the apartment door as we passed inside. Marked with two A's and a B. This was Mary Smith, all right. The stickers always made me think of that clown doll in Poltergeist. Benign on the outside, but completely ominous in context. Child's play turned inside out. The door opened onto a good-sized living room. It was crowded with cardboard moving boxes and haphazardly arranged furniture. In the middle of the room, a man lay dead, face down over a stack of fallen boxes. Several dozen books had spilled onto the sand-colored carpet, several of them streaked with blood. Copies of The Hours and Running with Scissors lay near the body. Philip Washington, Page told me. 35, an investment banker at Merrill Lynch. Well read, obviously.
You too, I guess.
There was no arranging the body this time. No artful tableau. The killer might have been in a hurry, given all the neighbors so close by, the lack of sufficient cover. And Philip Washington wasn't the only target. Nearby, another body lay face up on the floor. This was the one I couldn't reconcile. The murder that would dog me. The victim's left temple showed an ugly wound where the bullet had entered, and the face had been repeatedly slashed in Mary Smith's signature style. The flesh around the forehead and eyes was crisscrossed with knife marks, and the cheeks, constricted in a scream, had both been punctured. I stared at the body, just beginning to piece together what had happened,